Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of The Pat Down. I ain't did this shit in so long from working, I forgot what the fuck to say. Welcome to another episode of The Pat Down. I'm here with Dion, my friend Chris, and we're just talking shit. We still stuck here in Atlanta, still recording the Miss Pat show. They're wearing me the fuck out, but we having fun. And we talking about Smokey Robinson, who's got a bitch so young, she should be in Pampers. Oh, and stunt stories. And I'm trying to get you to help me remember. And stunt stories. So, from my friend Cortland, that happened in Montreal. Anything else? Did I miss anything?
No.
No, you got it.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned after the music and listen.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. Wait the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
We miss you, Chris. We down here working like slaves. You wouldn't know what that would feel like, would you?
No. I mean, my hands are soft, pampered.
That's probably from all the Vaseline, huh?
Yeah. Jergens, you know, whatever I can get my hands on.
Let me guess, all the snowmen you made?
Oh, I've been making snow angels like crazy.
I'm bored out of my fucking mind.
Really?
Fuck yeah. I'm in this fucking hotel with concrete walls. They're giving me flashbacks of being in jail.
But did you get any of the good biscuits?
You're not drawing plans to become a food truck supervisor, are you?
You love bringing that line back. It is so fucking miserable. I'm ready to go.
Are you able to see any of your family while you're down there?
Chris, when you make money and you black, you ain't got no family. Don't want to see them niggas. Hell no, nigga. Don't nobody know I'm in town. I'm in and out this bitch.
She'd been there for 2 months.
I ain't told a nigga I'm here. Do you hear me?
Your brother's been working on set. How's he worked out?
He's good. He just get on and they crowd. Say, I'm so proud of you. People don't know where we came from. I said, yes, they do. I wrote a book. I'm shooting a show. Can you please get the fuck away from me and start crying all the time?
We're 98 episodes into this podcast. We know.
Yeah, he loves to fucking cry. He just, the catering is so good on set. He's so fat. The other day, and you know, this is when you know you fat.
They look just alike.
I'm not as fat as him. But he's so fat. So I was like, what are you eating? You getting so fat. He said, hey, fat, I got on 3 shirts. I said, nigga, that is not 3 shirts. That is three. Not.
Would it be hot as hell on set? Why are you wearing 3 shirts?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
What do they have him doing?
He's working in the electrical department.
Okay.
He's he hooks up all the cameras and stuff and they move from scene to scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he enjoying it?
But you know what I saw? Huh?
Is he having fun doing it?
I think, yeah, he's making good money. He's having fun. I guess anytime a broke nigga making good money, they're having fun.
So a couple of days ago, it was nice outside. And I was out they were in between scenes. So I was outside and her brother pulled up. And I was like, where have you been? He was like, man, I had to go fix some brakes. So indeed. in between, you know, when we get a little break time, he went off to go, Mikes, he said, I had to get that $40. I said, I ain't mad at you, brother. I ain't mad at you.
He's doing auto repair on the set.
you want to hear something crazy? I go out there one day and this thing got a whole truck jacked up. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm putting this nigga water pump on. I said, nigga, this is on set. What the fuck are you doing?
Never stop the hustle, baby. Never stop the hustle.
You know, an extra.
Real hustler never die.
And, you know, an extra for, I don't know what other TV shows are shooting around. May need the car repaired. You can't help it.
He fixed everybody's car on his lunch break. I said, nigga, you done made more than you made the whole week.
Are there other shows being shot, or is it just so, like, they seem very, very, very cautious about COVID? Like, saw a man wearing a whole spacesuit directing the show.
No, it's a lot of shows down there. It's a lot of shows that are being shot. A lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is booming. You cannot tell it's COVID. Can you, Dion? These people are out with their 2-3 mask on, with their no mask. They at the club, nigga, prostitutes on the corner with fucking COVID masks on.
Really?
I don't know what part of town that is, but I might do a drive-by.
Well, look for wherever Kate was staying.
The hold is out. Everything is crazy down here. But I'm just bored out of my mind. Speaking of being bored, I saw the most interesting thing today on the internet. Did y'all see that Smokey Robinson got a 30-year-old girlfriend?
Really?
No, I didn't.
I'm like, God damn, Smokey.
Ain't he older than Stevie Wonder?
He's 70 and she's 30. I'm like, nigga, you couldn't get nobody your kids, eh? You would have got somebody your great-great-grandkids, eh? This nigga, he got more Botox. I mean, he looks good. He looks goddamn good. But he got so much Botox. He got his teeth done. He got his ears pierced. He got his Jerry curl on 1984, nigga.
He went to the chart. Not 82. Let me get 84.
Did you ever?
Yeah, did y'all not see this? It's all over the news. He have a 30-year-old girlfriend. I'm like, bitch, you got this nigga chest is wobbly. Because you know when they get old, their chest be wobbly. You know, everything on this.
What is a wobbly chest?
You ever hug the old bitch and her skin just ain't just hanging out?
It's like a game of Operation Don't Touch the Sides.
Yeah. I bet you when she riding Smokey Robinson, she trying to hold on to the chest. She be sliding all over that chest. That nigga got a gelatin chest.
It looked like a pottery.
You see it, Spangle.
I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. The last Smokey Robinson news I saw was when he did that cameo and messed up Hanukkah. Did you guys see that one?
What? He messed up Hanukkah.
Yeah. So this guy like paid the money for a cameo, and where you call in and get here it is.
How you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know. You didn't expect to hear from me. But I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jerry. And they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How are you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now. And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
Full of Miss Pat-ism.
Oh, why did he sound like Mickey Mouse?
When I don't know nobody's name, I always ask them, hey, what's this say? What's this word?
He should have asked his 30-year-old girlfriend how to say Hanukkah.
Why don't I see it? Smokey Robinson got a 30-year-old girlfriend. He's been all over the internet today.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Why?
Because he can. If you're 70 and you can get a 30-year-old girlfriend, you're going to try.
I just don't know what she wants with this old nigga. That's the type of dick you got to pick up and pray it works.
That ain't what she want. Let me tell you. That ain't what she want.
That nigga still put, out here putting these green eyes on these bitches. Come on, say, old sexy wrinkle face ass nigga.
You probably picked it. You know I know Michael Jackson, right?
Who?
What's a 70-year-old nigga pickup line? Got that Viagra. How do a 70-year-old nigga get a 30-year-old girl?
He walks up to her and he goes, I'm Rick James, bitch.
Do you want to know where I was when JFK was shot?
I want to know what do a 70-year-old, because you'd be like, nigga, you don't get your old ass away from me. I don't give a fuck if you hit smoke rock, old dick ass nigga.
Well, are you looking for it?
Yeah, I've been seeing it all day because I was like, we got to talk about this.
All right, let's take a break. And then when you come back, we'll check her out.
We got to talk about Lori Harvey. Isn't she blowing up?
Who's Lori Harvey?
Steve Harvey's daughter-in-law.
I don't knock her. Get that money. Get them niggas.
She dating Michael B. Jordan now.
Holy hell.
Smokey Robinson ain't 70, Miss Pat. The nigga 81.
Shh.
No, nigga.
81 and dating the 30.
Nigga is 81.
Is there like some sort of law against that? Because there might need to be. Oh, man.
Who was the other single back in the day? Smokey Robinson.
What's today's date?
February 22nd.
He just turned 81.
Wow.
3 days ago.
That's gross.
He was born in 1940.
It was all over social media. Let me see.
He has some hits, though.
He sure did.
Smokey Robinson looked like Emmett Till.
You laughed too hard at that.
Because it's so inappropriate. What's wrong with you?
I meant young Emmett Till, not the picture you thinking of.
God damn.
Had enough plastic surgery.
I'm about to find Smokey Robinson girlfriend.
Did you type it in the Google search?
Yeah. I don't know why I can't find it. I've been seeing it all fucking day.
Let's see here.
Yeah, but he's dating a young girl. Blue eyed motherfucker. You say he's 81?
He just turned 81.
I thought he was 7. I know he's slipping and sliding on. I know she's slipping and sliding on that nigga chest now. Can you imagine sucking an 81-year-old dick?
Just like
I can't imagine sucking any penis, let alone an 81-year-old.
Just the energy level.
Chris, you look like you suck old dicks.
For pizza.
What do I look like to you?
He calling back everything, Chris. You see it. That's the old lady who tried to fuck you for the piece.
He remembers everything.
I sure do.
I know. But he don't have her on his page. They had her on a baller. Let me see if it's on Baller Alert. I'm telling you, I was like, Smokey, what are you doing?
He's living that good life.
Yeah.
I guarantee if he could get a 20-year-old, he would.
I'm sure he's trying.
20-year-old was fucking.
Well, that might be a little too far.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you, Chris, since we don't have much time today. I'm glad to see you. I see the federal government. Is it the federal government?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about.
They're going to let us see Trump taxes. Who is it?
It's New York, the Manhattan. I don't know if this one is the Manhattan district attorney or if it was the state attorney general, but they're, I saw the Supreme Court ruled and said that he has to turn over his taxes to him.
Hey, I bet you he just went over there and hit his accountant upside the head.
So he basically, he's being sued for what they're going after for in Manhattan is fraud. Because they're looking at the tax deductions that he took and what he declared the property to be worth versus what it actually is worth. And then they're going to try and get him on tax fraud and lock him up that way.
Didn't he he oversold the properties and then shorted them on the taxes, right?
Right, yeah. Right, that's what it was.
So how do you do that? So you sell a house for $200,000, but you say you sold it for $50,000?
Yeah, something like that. But
basically, you you inflate the price to sell it. And then when it comes to the paperwork, you say, no, I only sold it for this because it was only worth.
And losses. And what you have to remember is Donald Trump, in the history of America, has written off more than any other person ever has. Like, the chances that he hasn't fudged the numbers somewhere in his taxes is just crazy. Like, he's literally lost on his taxes more than anybody else in American history, I read, back when the taxes came out. So, like, it's a high likelihood that he's cheated somewhere on something, because he cheats on everything else.
He's done a lot of his golf courses like that, where he went in and said it's going to be worth X amount of dollars, and then they come back and find out that he's paying taxes on something that's worth less than what he originally said it was going to be. I remember reading an article probably a few months ago about how he was scamming to get golf courses and put his name on stuff, how he would say it would be worth X amount of dollars, and then if you put his name on it, it would be worth more afterward. And then when they went and do the taxes, it was like, yeah, it's not, it wasn't worth anywhere near that. And that's how they were going to try and get it.
Yeah, the Washingtonian just had this article about the Trump Hotel in New York City, or in Washington, D.C., I mean. And basically, journalists keep going in there to see if there's any guests. And since the Capitol specifically, nobody's there. And all the people who are leaving because they have no work at the bars or the restaurants in that hotel are all putting that they worked somewhere else. They're lying on their resumes because they're not being, like, just like some random server who was making, one guy said he was making $100,000 in tips when all the Trump people would come in and they tip him. He said he can't get work anywhere because of his association with the Trump Hotel. It's like, all right, you know, if you're Kelly Conway, that's one thing. But if you're just the dude washing dishes in the back room of the Trump Hotel,
it's a fucking job.
Yeah,
it's been an interesting. I tell you, since Biden is in office, everything has quieted down.
Yep.
Fucking, we don't hear from Trump anymore, which we shouldn't hear because he's not president.
He's about to start speaking.
Yep.
Doesn't he have a public appearance this week?
CPAC in a week or two.
And out of all of that shit, Rush Limbaugh died in Black History Month.
Good riddance, motherfucker.
Fuck you back. How do God fuck you back to let you die on the month you hated the most?
on the day that the Trump Tower was obliterated in Atlantic City.
For real?
Yeah.
You didn't see that? It was beautiful. It was the greatest explosion. It imploded beautifully.
She's taking a phone call now. I don't know what she's... Yeah, I've always wondered how they get the buildings to blow up without wrecking anything else. Like, it just came down perfectly.
It's the way they time the charges.
Uh-huh.
So if you blow up a certain level first, it implodes, and then you blow up another level. Because I watched a lot of conspiracy 9/11 theories on demolition. Because there was no way for a plane to knock down a building. It's just
right.
the way that it fell.
We're talking.
The way his tower fell. Yeah. I didn't even know that tower was still standing there. That's how much I don't know. But for his friend who he gave a medal, what was that medal he gave him before he died?
The Medal of Freedom. It's the highest medal a civilian can get.
And he gave him freedom, too, because he was right out of here. I don't want to hear y'all motherfucking mouth calling in. That's right. Really big pet. Oh, shut the fuck up. He spewed racism for over 30 years. Some motherfuckers in your family going to die that you're going to be like, good riddance. I'm glad that motherfucker dead. Because I know some motherfuckers I would. Hey.
Ain't nobody gonna cry at their funeral. I feel you.
Ain't nobody gonna cry at them motherfuckers. Motherfucker, my family, when a nigga don't like you, they don't even go to your funeral. They go to the repast to eat.
And punch your cake?
The repast? What's that?
Go ahead and explain it to him, Miss Pat. You know he white.
Is that like a death bridal shower or what?
A death bridal shower?
You ain't shit, Chris. I'm so tired of making you black. And now watch, when I teach him this, he gonna be on there quoting all kind of shit about black funerals. It's the repast is where you go and you eat after the funeral, right, Dion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after everybody goes and they put you in the ground, all the surviving family members go and they usually
like
have
a big dinner. Oh. Yeah. Y'all don't do that?
Yeah, we have that. We just call it dinner at Golden Corral after the funeral.
No, you don't go to no restaurant.
It's got a chocolate fountain. What better honor way to honor the memory of your loved one than with a chocolate fountain and prime rib?
You definitely white trash. No, you cook somebody. You got all the fat people who got diabetes and on their way out next. They all get together and cook a meal, and they don't go to the grave site. They just view the body, or you get all the friends or the family and they cook who didn't know the dead person. And then they just get all the food together and you eat. It's a repast. And you sit around and talk about the dead person. Or you get sat around. It's really when you black and you die, it's the best way to turn it into a family reunion. Because it's so hard to get motherfuckers together and sell them t-shirts. But for some reason, we'll buy rest in peace t-shirts. And so you get them all together and just throw a family reunion and a fucking somebody died. And you call it a family reunion repast funeral.
Airbrush a cake.
Huh?
Airbrush a cake, you know.
Yeah, you airbrush a cake, the t-shirts, the tennis shoes, the pants, all kind of shit. You know, when we do hats, especially when it was a murder. Oh, that is the best gear when you had a relative that was murdered.
The best gear.
I love these homicide chicken wings. These are fantastic.
No, nigga, this homicide. Somebody walking down with a jacket that was airbrushed. Fly, nigga, fly. You be like, you know, none of that. I'm not that niggerish anymore. I be looking like stupid shit. Would do some stupid shit.
Chris, let's go get some manslaughter mashed potatoes.
Right. How about this killer coleslaw?
I mean, you look around, you be like, nigga, why you got on a whole average outfit with your mama on it from head to toe and the shoe?
Mama. People airbrush a hat?
Huh?
People airbrush a hat? Like what kind of hat?
The ball cap. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you never seen that? Mm-mm. Fly, nigga, fly.
No, we have the death decals that you put on the back of your truck with the angels.
No, we don't
wings.
Do that shit. We don't do that. We don't too much do that.
What are death decals?
You know when you're driving down, you know, like Post and 10th, and you see the death decal with like the angel wings?
You are
and,
echoing big time, Pat.
Yeah, it's bad. And you see the heart with the wings coming off of it and says, Rip Daryl, 1983 to 2014.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, death decals.
You don't remember me making a bit about that? I was confused because sometimes you see people who's born in like the 90s. And I'd be like, what happened to that nigga on the back of your truck? They died so young. That's what I'd be want to ask. You never seen that?
I don't think so, no.
Do y'all pour it out for your homies?
No.
They don't waste no liquor.
No, there's no alcohol allowed at unless it's a Catholic funeral.
You can't have alcohol?
It's just not. You just don't. The last thing you want is fighting.
Are you a Catholic?
I grew up Catholic, so all my mom's side is Catholic, yeah.
When's the last time you went to Mass?
2012-ish. Like all my cousins, whenever they got married, we'd go to the wedding, and the weddings were like 19 hours long. And one time I accidentally almost spit the wine back because we use grape juice at the Methodist church that I grew up going to. So you get up there to the wedding to take communion, and then I almost spit the blood of Christ back into the bowl. I was like, no.
He wasn't ready for the realness. Huh?
No, I wasn't ready for it.
It was real alcohol?
It was real wine. Yeah, Catholics use real wine.
I wonder who they're, where they get their wine from, what vineyard.
Somebody had to smash it. So, I don't know. I have a toothache too, guys. My fucking tooth is acting up.
Yeah.
I have a cap on it. I think something got up under and that motherfucker's been pounding. And you know, what the fuck?
Mittens just jumped up on the back of my chair and it scared her.
I hate that shit because that cat ass is right at the back of your head. Yeah.
Looks like
he looks like he about to cheat on you.
She's not.
Hey, cat. Cat, get the fuck off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, all she's purring.
Put the headphones on her, Chris. Miss Pat want to cuss your cat out.
Get the fuck on, cat.
Here's her butthole for you.
His ass in your face. Look at his booty hole. Look at his booty hole.
There you go.
You don't care about his booty.
She's so
disgusting. I don't fuck with no cats, no dogs. I can't do no animals. I really can't.
She's so mad.
The look on her face.
That booty hole just did something to me.
She looked like she just saw Smokey Robinson's dick.
So I'm not going to say, because Dion, you was there. We just going to say what we did. So we went out. I mean, we did something a couple nights ago, right? And I had a conversation with a guy there, and he said, gay people do the strangest shit. This gay guy told me he was going to get a chemical peel on his booty hole.
No. No.
He had it on his face. So I said, your chemical peel on your face turned out really good. So he didn't tell me, he told my friend, he's like, Courtney, he said, yeah, I'm about to get it on my ass.
Oh.
And I'm like, why would you chemical peel your ass?
I'll give you two guesses, but you only need one.
Did he have an answer?
What is it? He said so it can be smooth and pretty, because you know.
I was gonna say to make it presentable when he's spreading cheeks.
Aerodynamics.
But why is people putting chemical peels on their ass?
The same reason Quisha bleaches hers.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that they have a dye for your vagina now, ladies, that you can put in there to make it all like fleshy pink. It's like the fake shit that they put in the salmon to make the salmon look fresh. They got a dye to make the pussy look fresh. So if your shit is old and brown.
It's the same dye. It comes from the same fish.
So if your shit is old and tanked and lean, they got some shit that they shoot up in there to bring it and make it look healthy again.
Oh, that's so gross. That cannot be good for you.
I don't know. I just learned this from listening to young people.
Speaking of gay people, I was talking to Ashley, and she was saying that she was attracted to a certain young lady, and she was like, yeah, I want to dig in her booty hole like a grave digger. I was like, Ashley, why are you telling me this? She was like, my dicks do better than your dicks. I said, how many dicks do you got? She said, I got dicks for all the girls, whatever they need. I say, you an asshole. Not only are you out here stealing women, but you fucking them with different dicks? That ain't fair. I said, I can only bring one to the table. She said, I wash mine off and bring it for the next girl. I said, you nasty.
Oh. She is so disgusting. Oh, Lord, it's hard for me to be her mama. She always looked like she just got through fucking to me. She always looks like she just got through eating somebody.
I can tell you that's always on her mind, her next victim.
I'm so happy for the mask. I don't know what coronavirus
don't. So you don't have to smell her breath.
Last thing I need is vagina hair stuck between my child teeth. I'm like, oh, Lord. And she just like her real daddy.
She don't strike me the type of chick to eat hairy pussy. She just, I think she's a little more classier than that.
I don't think so.
No, I don't either. I no, you're she, wrong I about that.
I think she would eat anything walking. I think she eat the fake diet pussy too. Yeah, the salmon diet pussy. The fake diet pussy.
Is that like tab? The tab of pussies? Huh? Or what do you mean diet pussy?
You know, they dye the pussy to make it look back healthy.
Dude. Not diet, Chris.
Oh!
Look
I like Diet Coke. I was so confused.
You always confused. That would be a skinny pussy. I'm talking about, I think she eat the fake dyed pussy. You know, like when they died.
Oh, gotcha.
D-Y-E.
Right.
D-Y-E.
That pussy. Not a D-I-E-T. Jeez, my poor child eat anything, fucking walking, fucking moving, blinking. Ooh, Lord. She just like her real daddy.
Why?
That's how he was. He was a hoe. He fucked everybody.
He looks like you and fucks like him.
Nah,
she should get her own TV
she only
show.
Fucks legal people.
She only what?
Fucks legal people. 18 and up.
Oh, me. Who? She a prop.
don't speak.
She probably asked the age. You look on the open your leg. Let me lick on you.
Oh, no.
I hope not. I've never seen it with nobody underage, but ooh, she eat pussy. Do she eat pussy?
I've been around long enough that, like, a couple people have come through, and, like, one I really liked, and, like, I was like, so whatever happened to this person? Are they going to be here? And Nike goes, no, we don't talk about them anymore.
y'all know, the audience already know how she changed her bitches and shit. I wish she would get married, but I don't think she will. I really don't.
She doesn't.
Why do you want her to get married?
So she can just eat one pussy. That's my only reason. I'm tired of meeting bitches. I'm tired of feeding bitches. I'm tired of playing like I'm liking bitches. I'm sick of bitches. I mean, these bitches, I'm just tired of these hoes. You know, then you fuck around and call the old one, the new one, the old one, because she don't leave no gap in between.
Not at all.
She literally dumped the old one and a week later, it's a new one. And you be like, Sean, right? No, that's not Sean. Well, what's the bitch name? Like the new bitch, we just call her hey.
I'm still on mic, and that was like 10 ago.
You still on mic? Oh, yep. It's been way past Mike.
I liked Mike.
I loved Mike. Mike was great. So fun.
Who was Mike?
Was it Montreal?
Mike went to Montreal with us.
Oh, I hated that bitch. That bitch was crazy. That Mike. Oh, yeah, that Mike, and that's a new one now. I don't even know her name.
Did Mike go to San Francisco, too?
I think so. Because those
Portland has the funniest Mike story. Did he ever tell y'all his Mike story? Let me see if I can just add him here. He got the funniest. He had me holler. I don't think Portland ever told his wife what happened.
If you text him, then text me his number. I can call him on the board.
Oh, you can't. It's 404-840.
Don't give his number out over the air, nigga. What are you doing?
One.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot we record. Here it is right here. I'm sending it to you.
All right. I may have it.
Chris.
I like Jazz, too.
That's my favorite.
Jazz was cool as hell. You called her Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
All right. Why is she echoing so bad, Chris?
I don't know, but we got to do something about this.
He ain't gonna answer you from your phone number, Chris.
Probably not. Text him and tell him to pick up.
Hello.
He thinking you. Hey, Cortland.
It's Spangle and Dion and Miss Pat.
I'm doing the pat down right. Please tell them about the time you and Michael and Ashley shared a room in Montreal.
me and who shared a room?
Mike and Ashley.
You, Mike and Ashley.
Man, we was in Montreal, man, and it's an all night party, so they went up before I did. I was downstairs still kicking it or whatever, so they shut everything down. So when I came up, they was already asleep in the other bed. So I got in my bed. So now I'm asleep. And all of a sudden, I feel somebody getting in the bed with me. And I was like, and it was Michael, like, drunk in the mud, getting in the bed. And I was like, what the hell is going on? So he actually woke up. It was like, Micah, you're getting in the wrong bed. What are you doing?
And she was butt ass.
Is that, yeah. And I was scared as shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this happening? So, I'm around too much shit I ain't used to. I'm around too much shit that I ain't used to.
So Michael is a stud, right? But he was like, damn, she had a nice body.
I'm like, why the hell is she gay? I was traumatized for the rest of the morning, though.
I said that orange juice in the morning was awkward as hell. Crack huh?
it up, man. Man, it was like, because he was like sleepwalking or something. It was like he was possessed or some shit, man. And he was Ashley was embarrassed. He was like, I'm sweating. You get in the wrong place.
She was butt-ass naked. He didn't know what to do. She was titties flying everywhere.
Because what happened was, before I went up, they said, Corley, hey, you still kicking? I said, yeah. I said, okay, give us a couple of hours or so. Let us have some fun. I said, well, shit, do your thing. I'm down here kicking it. You know what I'm saying? When I got up there, they were both asleep. And they woke me up with the bullshit.
Came at you for round two, huh?
Man, round two.
Imagine somebody with big titties walking like a real nigga, with butt naked.
Did she have her Tim's on, Courtland? Did she have her Tim's on?
No, man, that would have been even more. Like, just weird. Shit was just weird, man. I said, this comedy game is something else.
Corey, you ever talk to your wife?
You
ain't doing that.
Just to get somewhere. Huh?
You ever tell your wife that?
She just heard it for the first time right now. Yeah. Hey, see the background right now. She walked in while I started the story.
Yeah, and y'all know Mikey had big boobs like me. And he was like, and she just butt naked and got in bed with him. Like, and you know, but she looked like a dude. And she got her hair all braided and shit, like a real nigga.
Yeah.
He said, I was confused as fuck. He said,
I jumped. I'm like, what the fuck? I was knocked out. You know what I mean?
This dick feels less plasticky than normal.
Did she have a dick with a cord?
Oh, no. Hey, my wife just asked me, was this a real story? So why you don't tell me that? I said, I don't know. I thought it was weird. You know what I mean? I didn't know how to tell her.
It took me
2 years to get my story together with it.
It's hard to tell a story, a stud story, Teresa.
You that? What'd you say, Pat?
It's hard to tell a stud story.
It's hard to tell a stud story. You got to get it together.
A butt naked stud, anyway, because that woman looked like she played basketball for the Lakers.
I told Pat she was hollering.
Because what was crazy, she got in the bed with him. And he was like, what the fuck going on?
What the fuck going on? And then Ashley started screaming, Michael, you can't get it all, babe!
That was the night I came in drunk and slept on the opposite, the upside down in the bed.
Yeah, I woke up and I go, Dion, how are you? And I look over where his head's supposed to be, and his head pops up at the other end. He goes, Like, what time did you get in?
I don't know. You got any water?
Drinking.
That Montreal would kill your ass, won't it?
Yeah, it was, man. I think that was the Comedy Central party.
Yeah.
Whew. I was like, out of here. I've been here 7 times. I'm not about to hang out with you motherfuckers. This y'all first time. I'm out this bitch. I went to BED.
So did Corlin with a stud.
Mr. Corlin, we appreciate you for telling that story. I said, thank you. I'm gonna hit you back because we're about to end this podcast.
All right, bye, Corlin.
Okay, okay. Later, Corlin. Okay.
All right. We can wrap it up. I just want to share that stud story. I thought it was still at Corlin.
No, he's gone.
Yeah, okay, just a little bit. I just want to share that stud story. I thought it was fucking hilarious. For her to get into bed, he didn't tell the whole thing. He looked up, her titty was all on his chest because his wife's sitting there. And she's like, what the f-? He was like, what the fuck? Because he was asleep. And she got up and just started, she was walking in her sleep. So ain't that like a sleepwalking stud, butt naked?
The bitch that sounds like a scary movie, sleepwalking stud.
Sleepwalking studs for the past.
I think she went to the bathroom, but she was still asleep. I wonder, did she stand up? She probably did, goddammit. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at misspatcomedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.